It's time once again to catch up with the president of Black Hills State University over in Spearfish. Lori Nichols joins us once again as we put the finishing touches here on the month of November. The fall semester is flying by. Thanks a lot, President Nichols, for the time once again.
You're so welcome.
And one of the big news headlines this month in November has been a new president has been named for BHSU to succeed you. And we had a long search process. A couple weeks ago, they were on campus, and we have selected a new president. Can you tell us more about him?
Yes, the campus, and I hope the community is really excited about it. I am, too. I think they found an excellent, excellent person to become the 12th president of Black Hills State. His name is Steve Elliott. He comes to us from Wayne State College in Wayne, Nebraska, where he currently is serving as vice president of academic affairs. And for those who maybe aren't as familiar with higher ed, the vice president for academic affairs is often considered the number two person in terms of seniority on a university campus. So it's a nice step to go from being a vice president of academic affairs to a presidency. He has been at Wayne State since 2003, and he's held a variety of jobs, kind of climbed the ladder, started as a faculty member, and he is an art faculty member. He's a sculptor, became a department chair, a dean, and then since 2016, he has been in the vice president role over the academic programs at Wayne State. His degree is a Master of Fine Arts, which we often call an MFA. And it is considered to be the highest degree in his field, which, as I've mentioned, is in arts. His highest degree comes from the University of Maryland. And one other note about him that I think people will be impressed with is that he served the United States Marines during a four-year stint after he graduated from college. So he also has some service in his background, too, military service, and I think that will bode well for him as he makes the transition. He starts officially on December 22nd, although I think given that Christmas, which will be right after that, as well as the New Year's, and the fact that he's got to make a physical move from Wayne, Nebraska to Spearfish, I believe his first days are on campus are right after the New Year, so I think it's January 2nd, 3rd. When he'll actually be here and be ready to go. My last day will be on January 5th. So we hope to overlap about 3 days. And those 3 days will be strictly orientation for him, transition work, me handing things off to him, but doing so in a way that informs him and gets him ready to go. I think anytime you can do, it's not a long transition, but you can do a short transition. In general, that switch and roll goes a little bit smoother, and that's really what we're shooting for. I'm going to miss this place terribly bad, but I feel wonderful about my successor, and I think he will be very successful.
And he's right here from the region, so he kind of knows our part of the country, from Wayne State College down in Nebraska. From your perspective, what do you think set him apart from the rest?
You know, I wasn't on the search committee, but what I think was I think he interviewed very well. But what I think was impressive to everybody, those that interviewed him on campus as well as the search committee, is that, and to the regents, obviously, who selected him, was that Wayne State College is also a public regional comprehensive university. It started as a teacher's college, just like Black Hills State University. So really a lot of commonality there, and the history is very similar as well. And yet Wayne State these last, I'm going to say 5+ years, has really sort of bucked a trend in that many regional schools have lost enrollment and Wayne State has grown in enrollment. And I think that was very intriguing, some of the innovative things they've done there to counter what has been more nationally an enrollment decline for regional publics. And I think it was that plus just strong leadership in the academic programs area, plus the fact that, you know, I think they felt his personality would lend itself well to the role and to this community as well. So those were the things that I think stood out.
And again, Steve Elliott is named as the 12th BHSU president. Commencement is right around the corner. What can you tell us more about the ceremony at the Young Center?
We will be holding our fall commencement on Saturday, December 9th. It's at 10 a.m. and it is at the Donald Young Center in the gymnasium. We expect approximately 200 students will be graduating, and I don't have a firm number yet because they are working on that as we speak, but I think it'll be right in that, you know, 190-200 number when we are ready to roll on December 9th. Our Student Senate President, Isabella Rowe, will be providing the charge to the graduates, and a regent from the Board of Office will Board of Regents office will deliver the a greeting as well. So we're lining up a few speakers for that program. We will grant the master's degrees. We'll have the medallion ceremony for our honors program graduates. And then, of course, we'll confer bachelor's degrees from our three colleges, business and natural sciences, education and behavioral sciences, and liberal arts. We will also be granting a few associate degrees too. So it should be a very fun morning, probably a little shorter program than what we have in the spring, but we still pack the place. And of course, we love this ceremony where we congratulate our graduates and launch them out into the world. So a really significant time for us.
And your last time to shake their hands.
That's right. It'll be my last commencement. And, you know, the other day I was just thinking about, I wonder how many commencement ceremonies I've done. And I don't even know for sure, but I would guess I might be approaching 100. Wow. So sometime I have to sit down and do the math and really figure it out. But certainly I've done many, many of them. But this one will be a very special one for me. You're absolutely right.
As we hear from Lori Nichols, the president of Black Hills State University, as she is retiring here at the end of the year. Before she retires, though, she might have a chance to take in something through the music department. It is a busy time of year for them. What do we have coming up?
Yeah, the music department is really operating in full steam ahead to the Madrigal Dinner, which is their big holiday fundraiser. It will be November 30th, December 1st, and December 2nd. And those are all at 6:30 p.m. in Meyer Hall. So they do a short social hour that begins at 5:30. So if people want to come gather, I think they have some refreshments. And then they lead people into the dining hall where they do the meal and start the program and so forth right at 6:30. So it's a very fun evening. And of course, it's a wonderful way to get you into kind of the festivities of the holidays and into the holiday spirit. The dinner will feature an ensemble of 18 singers, and they specialize in performing early Renaissance music. So they're very much dressed up in Renaissance garb, and they portray a 16th century king, queen, royal court. The Madrigal dinner is $60 per plate. It includes about four courses. You start with a squash soup. So they do it in different courses, and in between every course, there's a number of musical selections that they do. So a lot of fun. If you're interested, you can make reservations at bhsu.edu/madrigal. And then I do want to just also mention that if that doesn't work for you, on December 3rd, the jazz band will be giving a concert at 2:00 in Meyer Hall. So there is one more opportunity for one more concert beyond the Madrigal dinner. If you're a music buff and would like to take in some jazz, that's always a really great concert as well.
And I know you have Yellow Jacket pride as we get into the winter sports season. Our teams are heading indoors now for the next few months. Let us know what's coming up.
I think since we last spoke, football, volleyball, women's soccer, and women's golf have now all wrapped up their respective seasons. So those are done. Triathlon competed at Nationals on November 11th, and they placed fifth in the NCAA Division II field. So triathlon really had quite an outstanding year this year. Cross country was represented by Tim Brown and Sylvia Brown at the NCAA Division II National Championships. That was on November 18th. Tim finished 93rd out of 263 runners, and his sister Sylvia finished 87th in the field of 264 runners. So they did quite well, very respectable, certainly. They're good runners, and they represent BH really well. We're very proud of them. And now basketball season's underway. So we've had a couple weeks now of basketball play.
And look ahead to the rest of the fall semester with a couple of musical performances. We're going to get a chance to see the new president as well as commencement in December. So thanks once again to President Lori Nichols. Right now, still the president of Black Hills State University in Spearfish. I appreciate the time each month. This has been fun.
Yeah, it's been great, Cody. Thank you so much. And we'll talk about whether I do next month or whether we actually get Steve Elliott to do it as his maybe welcome and first interview. So we'll get the details of that worked out and get back to you.
Okay. We'll see you around town. Thanks a lot, President Nichols, for the time.
Thank you, Cody.